You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certifications and how we'll get you there. Want to see how users experience your website or app? FullStory's award-winning platform gathers data on user experiences in real time, allowing product teams to better understand issues and successes in aggregate. Get started at FullStory.com. Today, we're joined by Amazon Senior Product Manager, Hina Kamra, to answer the question, how do you build a product that sells itself? It starts with product-led growth, and in this episode, we'll be taking a closer look at some specific strategies, models, and even a real-world PLG success story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hina Kamra, and the topic for today's webinar is product-led growth. Something about myself, I have over 10 years of work experience in digital payments, fintech, e-commerce, and technology companies. I have predominantly worked with Amazon and Naspers in India, as well as in Middle East region. And currently, I am working with Amazon as a senior product manager based here in Dubai. So now let's start with today's presentation, which is on product-led growth. I will take you through a little journey of how product-led growth started. This is predominantly for the tech companies. If we look back on 1980s, which was completely on the field sales, where a salesperson go from one place to another place, from one office to another office, give the pitch, sell the products and services to the companies. This almost continued for two decades. And after that, in late 1990s, telesales concept started, where companies would actually call the other companies to sell the products, where all the selling and interaction usually used to happen on the phones. This happened for almost around 10 years. And in early 2000, the outbound sales started, which actually came with the boom of outsourcing industries, where some call center agent sitting in some part of the world would call other companies to sell their products and services by making cold calls, sending blast emails to the companies. That's how it happened. And in late 2000 came the content marketing, where companies used to target sales via blogs, social media, posts, Facebook, Twitter. And in 2010, the automation of the sales started and the companies started becoming more efficient in selling the products. They focused more on the automation part in channelizing the right way of doing the sales. And now, if we look at, it's an era of product-led growth. By now, I'm sure everybody must be wondering, what exactly is this product-led growth? So just by a definition, that product-led growth is actually a business methodology, which is widely today followed by the tech companies and by SaaS companies, wherein product sits at the center of the organization for all the activities, which includes acquisition, retention, and expansion. Basically, what happens is that the product creates company-wide alignment for all the teams, right from engineering, sales, marketing, and product acts as the largest source of sustainable and scalable business growth. Moving on to what are the acquisition models for product-led growth? So how does the companies, the product-led growth companies, starts with the acquisition model? The first and foremost part which they start is with the free or freemium service, which basically means that companies provide the services to the customers or to the users free of cost at the start of the service, or after that, they would charge the customers only for a certain duration, for let's say 1 month or 2 months, and after that, they would charge the customers. So companies at the time of onboarding the customers, they would typically give demos and free trials to the customers so that customers can actually use the product, take the feel, how does it look like, experience the product by their own. And at this stage, companies minimize the cost friction, basically not giving any cost structure to the customers and onboard the customers at free of cost. And they also focus on giving a non-committal pricing, that there are no conditions or there are no privileges, there are no conditions and privileges attached to it. Basically, customers are given the free access to use the product. And then for full service, they would need to pay for that. After the customer is being onboarded or is on the platform, it's all about creating a self-serve experience for the customer. So basically, the strategy for the product-led growth companies goes in a way that the customers explore the services by their own. It's on a self-serve and an education mode where customers would sign up for the services by their own with minimal or absolutely no company representative available to sign up. Customers are completely left alone to explore the products by their own. At the max, helper pages or the chat services will be given to the customers in case of any questions or issues. It basically, the whole logic is on the self-service model or the self-education model for the customers to experience the product by their own. Once the customer is on the platform, has onboarded, has signed up as well, the product-led growth companies believe in giving an immediate value to the customers. Usually, these companies give early value rather than waiting for a long time for customers to get the advantage. Companies at this stage usually focus on giving an initial positive feedback from the customers. And from there on, they believe in improving the product and they work on a continuous improvement method. Companies believe that first value and then later money will be charged to customers. This is how it works in terms of a value driven. Once the customer got the value, the whole logic then after that works on a creating a network effect or a viral effect. And this is by far the best part about the product-led growth companies, that it actually creates a viral effect. Users invite other users, which is the best part, as also it replaces to a greater extent the need of a big team of salespeople, because the users typically act like a sales or a reference, and product becomes an expansion channel for the entire users and the companies. Moving on to what are the strategies which a product manager needs to follow for the product-led growth companies. So first and foremost part is creating a customer backward product. When I say customer backward product, it means that the product managers needs to start with focusing on solving customer problem, how this particular product is going to add value to the customer's life. And product managers build the products basically which gives a wow factor to the customers. And at this stage, product managers very focused on giving benefits and focus on giving a seamless customer experience. If this is achieved, then to a greater extent, product manager has done the right job.
Want to see how users actually experience your website or app? FullStory's award-winning platform gathers extensive data on each user experience in real time, giving product teams hundreds of ways to better understand both issues and successes in aggregate. Plus, with individual user sessions, FullStory enables you to drill down into the details, giving you a better understanding of each unique experience happening on your website or app. Get started at FullStory.com.
After the product has been created or the product manager is thinking about creating the product, second very important step is creating a simple and easy product navigation. The objective over here is to give a seamless customer experience and product navigation with absolutely zero friction. Generally, the onboarding process is very simple and easy for the customer so that there is no friction when the customer is on the app or on the website to utilize the services. So at this stage, the whole process is all about signing up the customers fast and focus on while the customers are using the product. At the launch of the product, what happens is that the product managers usually take the goals which are related to the metrics, and one important metrics which is of growth and which is of acquisitions. Companies are highly focused at this stage on the product data, and the product data becomes a single source of truth for the entire organizations. Last but not the least is the network effect. Products are built in a way that it generates demand. That's the Uber level, or that's the North Star for every product manager for a product-led growth companies, where users would invite other users to use the product. The whole concept works in a way that the companies would ditch the traditional sales channels of selling products and services to the other companies or to users, versus they would utilize product to generate the demand or use it as an acquisition channel. Moving forward, these are some of the product-led growth companies, as we can see clearly that it is so common among the tech and SaaS-related companies that there are so many companies all over the world who are practicing product-led growth. And some of the companies who are very noticeable in terms of using the strategies are Pinterest, Zoom, Slack, Atlassian, Dropbox, MailChimp, and many other companies which are there across the globe using product-led growth strategies. Let's take an example of one company who has actually mastered the art of product-led growth is Slack. Slack is one company who uses product features and usages as a main driver for acquisition, retention, and for expansion as well. So let's take a look at the acquisition strategy for Slack. Their main strategy, acquisition strategy, is that it is free of cost for the customers at the start of the service. Their onboarding process is very smooth. There is absolutely no friction for the sign up. And Slack offers very easy navigations to the users to get them onboarded on the platform, and mainly focuses on the customer journey. And this is one company who is extremely focused on the customer centricity, and they believe in giving the value to the customer at each and every step, and which very rightly starts right at the acquisition side. Moving on to the retention side, Slack actually has a very unique way of retaining the customers or their users. The way the whole product has been built up for the customers is that it quickly becomes the part of their everyday life, and the engagement rate is very high. And that's one of the important reasons or why Slack's retention rate is high, is that it replaces all the messaging, sharing, team collaboration apps, and all the other mediums into the organization. And it becomes one source of connection between all the employees and all the teams. Slack's retention rate is so high that it becomes extremely challenging nowadays for companies to replace Slack with any other system. Here's the expansion strategy of Slack. Then basically Slack works on a model wherein users would refer each other. If you look at the UI of Slack, it encourages users to join the other users. And very rightly, they have created a referral system and into point system and also into the gamification system. Within no time, Slack forms a community within the organization itself, and people would start inviting others, and it will increase their wings in terms of just using a current set of user base. After the acquisition is done, retention is done, expansion is done, most important part for any company is revenue, how they are going to make money. Slack has a very clear strategy of first giving the value to the customers and then charging them or earning money from them. So what Slack does is that Slack users joined the free version, and then very swiftly they would slide in the features and services for which users need to typically pay or get upgraded to the premium service. So this is how pretty much a product-led growth companies would work. So now let's look at the team dynamics. How does the product-led growth company team works? We'll start with the product. Product is a very important function, as this team is highly focused on creating and building the products. Product managers keep customers at the center while they are building up the product or while they're initiating the product. So product managers are mainly responsible not only for building the product, but also responsible for the entire customer life cycle of it. They are so focused that they believe in continuous improvement, and they build the products in a way, or they roll out the features in a way that it makes the life easy for the customers or for their users. In an organization, the dream of building up the product for the product managers are coming to be true only because of the engineering team. Tech engineers are very much focused on delivering the overall contribution to the customer journey rather than rolling out one single feature or rolling out on set of small features. They're very focused on a high level goal of the organization. That's how the engineering team is. And tech teams usually run frequent sprints of 2 to 3 weeks or mini sprints to roll out features and practice improvement rather than rolling out one major release of the features. Moving on with the sales team, which is extremely important for the product-led growth companies. In fact, many people have a perception that product-led growth companies replaces the sales team. In reality, it's not the case. It is something which product-led growth companies actually accelerates the sales. The role of salespeople gets slightly changed. Instead of focusing on giving too much information to the customers or dumping too much information on product, the salesperson roles actually acts like in consultants, wherein they would cater the customers or the users' need and would want to understand their requirement at each and every step. So sales become a very important channel between product and the customers or the users, because they are the messengers. They would ideally pass the message like, what is the customer requirement? What do they need? Or what kind of a benefits they are looking at? After sales, it's the marketing team who plays extremely important role in terms of creating the promotion channels for the company. And the goal for the marketers is to show the prospects or show the value what a product is going to create at each and every step of a customer journey. The entire idea for the marketing team is to earn trust for customers by allowing them to use the product, obtain value, as well as fall in love with them. So they have a chance to give the product as what they want and cater and do the right amount of promotions and marketing to the customers. Moving on with the customer support team. Product-led growth companies provide more of a self-serve mechanism in terms of solving any customer issue. So that's why these companies have very holistic and very detailed helper pages and Q&A or FAQ pages, so that the customers can solve their own problem and they are empowered on a self-service mode. Mainly, customer support team have goals around cross-selling and upselling of the customer. They always look for opportunities among customers, like how they can upgrade the customers to offer better services, keeping value for money in mind. Last but not the least, one of the very important team in the organization is BI or analyst team in the product-led growth. If you look at the product-led growth companies like Pinterest, Dropbox, Slack, one thing which is very common in these companies is that they are very data-driven. All the decisions that these companies would take would be based on the data. So the only source of truth in the entire organization for a product-led growth company is the data. Hence, this team, the business intelligence team, would typically spend 1/4 of their time in providing the right set of data to the product team, to the engineer, sales, or marketing team, or any other team in the organization, so that they can make the informed decision in terms of rolling out the right set of features and understand what the customer issues and problems are and what exactly the customers are looking at. At the end, like, what does the future of product-led growth companies look like? I can vouch for the fact that product-led companies are growth companies are here to stay. If you look at the current COVID situation, wherein the traditional sales channels are already being challenged and more companies are moving towards the trend of product-led growth companies. And at the end, it is all about go-to-market strategy and business growth that will really transform the business into the next level. Thank you, everyone. I really hope that you have enjoyed the presentation.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.